My name is Veronica Cuevas. Today's date is March 25th, 2021. Today we will be discussing the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today we are in San Antonio, Texas, and I am interviewing
Vanessa Perez.
When were you born?
I was born July 15th, 1989.
Where are you from?
I am from Dilley, Texas.
Okay. Where are you currently living?
I'm currently living in Fountain, Colorado.
Why did you move here?
I was in the military and my final duty station was Fort Carson before, so I decided I wanted to finish my degree rather than continue to be away from my family. And upon completing my contract with the military, my family and I decided to stay in Colorado. And our final decision to stay here was committing to purchasing a home. So this is something that we would, or a place we'd call forever, our home.
What is or was your occupation?
I used to be a transportation operator, but now I currently just a student.
Okay. When and how did you first hear about the virus?
I first heard about the virus from my mom. She's basically always watching the news 24/7 or whenever she knows her specific times. And of course it was something major. So she told me what it was about, what it was, and what we need to do with the precautions that were put in place.
Okay. Can you explain how the coronavirus affected you and your family or friends? What has changed?
I think the things that changed was at the time it started, my children were on spring break, so it was kind of like an extended break for them. And going into the summer, you know, we had to adjust our daily activities, and me going to school, I still continued to go to school during the summer. And then whenever they started school again, they were strictly online still. So I had to continue with my online studies just so I would be there for them and then help them with their studies as well.
Can you explain how COVID-19 affected your daily or weekly routine, like shopping for groceries and spending time with friends or family?
I'm pretty much a homebody as far as my friends. I don't really do a lot of things, be out in the public, so that's a plus side. However, as far as shopping, I usually take the whole family with me, but, you know, I have a daughter who is at high risk, so I made it best for them to stay at home with their father while I take care of all the shopping or anything that has me in public.
So you mentioned that you're a student, but due to the pandemic, are you able to do your studies at home like you would normally do?
Yes, I do. Well, specific classes require me to, you know, just do it at my own pace. I don't really have a schedule to follow. However, you know, I still gotta be, I still have to be strict on my own, you know, perspective. But as far as classes I do need to have to be in person, it does kind of take away from what I need to do and get completed in order to graduate, because most classes I need have to be hands-on.
How is your school handling that? That transition then, if you can no longer do those hands-on things, is it something, just explain a little more on that.
I haven't got too much information on it as far as the classes that I do need. I know there's a few classes that they're trying to, like they're making more of it. For example, my biology lab classes, they're making more of it since everybody else is going to be online. They're separating the classes, but they're allowing, it's like less students that they're usually supposed to have in each class. So they're trying not to be in those big groups, but at the same time, they're trying to do whatever they can to get those classes up because they know people need to take them.
Okay. What do you and your family do to avoid the feeling of isolation?
We do actually quite a bit of things. Like, for example, we go through old pictures, scrapbooking. That's something we always done, but, you know, it's been pushed aside with schools. And we have Nerf battles, believe it or not. It happens at least twice a week. We have movie nights. You know, if all the chores, the daily chores and homework's done for the day, then that's something we like to enjoy. And then we go on trails. Sometimes it's with our dogs, or sometimes we just go to enjoy the breeze or exercise and, you know, just anything we can do to be stuck in the house, but at the same time away from people.
Do you know anyone that has been infected with the virus?
Yes, I have a few family members that were infected, but they were able to isolate themselves and follow the necessary precautions.
Did this firsthand experience of the virus change your perspective about the virus?
Yeah, at first I thought that, you know, just anybody with, you know, a compromised immune system would be at risk. But realizing from my family members who were infected, you know, they didn't have previous medical conditions and they still got the virus. So, you know, just practice safe measures and continue washing your hands, wearing a mask to, you know, save someone else's life.
How has adapting to the virus affected your work, school, or schoolwork responsibilities?
I think as practicing so much, you know, washing our hands, wearing masks, things we got to take care of before we leave the house or coming into the house, bringing new items to the house. I think it's gotten pretty routine for my family.
What do you think of America's response to the virus?
I just think the way people processed the information was hectic. It had people, you know, panic buying, and it left lots of people in a bind. So, but now I think it appears that they got the message because the nonsense has died down a bit.
What would you like to tell future generations about the pandemic?
A message I'd like to share during the pandemic would be just not to freak out, you know, abide by the guidelines that were put into place, practice safety precautions. And if you don't have to be in public, just stay at home. You know, we never know when something so simple as wearing a mask can assist with helping someone with a weaker immune system.
Okay, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.